this week we're going to talk about compensation.
It's a tough one.
Yeah, and what does compensation look like for you in a new role? Or let's say, for instance, you've been there for a year, and, like, do you need an adjustment?
How you
like,
run, yeah.
You know, like, cost of living goes up, all these other elements. You have more responsibilities, right? So what does that look like? So I'll pass it to you first, though.
Absolutely. Like, thank you so much for, first of all, setting the stage, and second of all, I think that's just such a tough conversation always. I think that folks are always scared to bring up compensation. I think that, like, whether it's your first interview or you've been there, like you said, for a year, 5 years, 10 years, it's always hard to sit down, even if you're comfortable, to say, hey, I think that I'm worthy of this, like, XYZ salary. Or, you know, what are your thoughts on, you know, having, you know, kind of paying me more? It's kind of weird, right? There's a balance of, like, owning yourself and knowing that you're worth that, whether it's the pay raise or if you're jumping into that job and saying, like, actually, the salary that's listed here, I actually don't think that this job is worth that salary. You know, and there's more constructive ways to say it other than kind of sitting down and being like, so what about the pay? And that's kind of what's tough, right? Is like the verbiage around it and the kind of skills we're taught are not socially helpful, I almost think. Mm. I have a really tough time talking about compensation, but I think that in transparency, how I always see it is like, I need to plan for my year. I need to think about what I'm saving, what I'm not. Based on our climate, like you said, with, you know, real estate, everything being so expensive, what are we doing to put ourselves in a position to own property if that's something that we're thinking about? And that's typically how I set the stage when I think about my finances. It's like, hey, I don't want to put it in your court right away, but if I'm putting it onus on myself, like, I have to think about what this year looks like for me. What do our finances look like right now?
Yeah.
That's something I usually say. What do you feel like is a good kind of opener or something that you feel comfortable with in terms of talking about monetary values?
Yeah, so I feel like there's so many things in that question, you know, like, because where I really want to, like, set the stage is even for people getting their first job.
Yeah.
For instance,
yeah.
You're right out of university or college for that matter, and you're like, okay, this is what I'm going to pursue.
Yeah.
I'm going to pursue a career in the arts,
yeah.
Right? So I really want to work in a museum or an art gallery, and how do I work my way up?
Mm-hmm.
And what does that look like?
Yeah.
So what does that first job look like?
Yeah.
So you roll in there, super excited to be there because you got an interview with the museum you want to work at.
You're like, how do I do this?
Yeah. So excited, so pumped about it, right? And then they offer you an internship or
something that's
like the lowest pay, right, on the
possible
scale, which sometimes is just minimum wage.
Yeah. Or less, you know, a lot of the times I feel like organizations don't even take into consideration that they're not allowed to be paying you less than minimum wage, but it gets nitty-gritty in there for sure.
Yeah, so I won't get into all of those aspects, but especially when it gets into that, like we talked about before, owning your worth, right? Know your worth. Like, what does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
So you've calculated all these elements, like you said, cost of living, all that stuff for you.
Yeah.
That amazing vacation I want to go to Bali, right? Like, how do I pay for that?
Yeah.
How do I also afford my apartment in the city?
Yeah.
Paying off my university or college degree,
any debts.
Like, how do I pay off all those debts, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So what does that all factor in?
Yeah.
So when they offer you that salary, you also need to know your worth from that standpoint.
Yeah.
And I tell people this all the time. So, like, so how much money did you put into school?
Yeah.
How much money do you need to get to work? If you live outside the city and the job is inside, how much is that going to cost you?
What's your transportation cost? Yeah.
Right? Like, all these costs weigh up. So that should also contribute. In addition to your role.
Yeah.
So if they're hiring you to do quite a bit of work, like the scope of work that you're going to be doing is a lot more, and you've got the interview because you have the education.
Yeah.
You have other skills. You can tell, right, if they've liked certain elements of your history. You had that job at a bakery where you actually were the manager, the night manager of the bakery. Like, you don't know, right? There's so many things.
Everything's transferable, too. And I think we lose sight of the fact that if we're being put in a situation where we know that, you know, we deserve whatever, you know, kind of the role, the title, the salary may be, we've done things that, like, over time have accumulated to give us the experience that we do.
Yes.
And so I think a lot of the time when we're jumping into that first opportunity, we don't give ourselves the benefit of the doubt to say, well, that time that I was doing sales and promotion, promotions work is actually going to be beneficial now that I'm working, you know, within memberships or I'm working within whatever the case may be. And we exactly. lose sight of those things. And I think that it's a huge part of, you know, that owning your worth kind of sector that you mentioned. Because we forget how much we actually do.
Exactly. Yeah. And you may lose sight of it as an individual because this is your dream job. But your employer hasn't always lost sight of it. They're like, they're a perfect fit for this role because they have that extra sales skills or like you had mentioned.
That could be beneficial here or there. Yeah.
Exactly. They're going to be perfect on the phone. Yeah. They're so personable. Yeah. They have all that interaction. Mm-hmm. So all those things are important. So then don't be afraid to ask for more.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to say, okay, you know what? I'm going to take this contract. I'm going to think about it.
That's a huge part.
I'm going to think about it and
Thank
I'm going to come back.
Yeah.
So you can... You're not supposed to talk about your contracts with anybody, but you can, say, talk to your partner or your parents or something.
I love writing. Like, if you can write down, if you can make things look logical for yourself, I think taking
if
that
that's
moment
how you work,
though, if that's how you work, But I think that you just, that it's a huge part what you just said there is taking a second.
Yeah.
Right? It's so easy when you're put in that first situation to be like, yes, I want it.
So
I'm done.
Excited.
I'm finished. I'm citing this.
Yeah.
And then finally you're just like, wait a second, let me like calm down. And I think that that's a, I'm so happy you said that because I've been definitely put in those positions before too, where I was just so hyped to be where I was. And then I was like, oh, wait a second though. Like, I've kind of done this. Like, I can do something a little bit more than this. Or if I do take this on, you know, it can be, you know, at this pace or at this leadership level or, you know, at this salary. So yeah, thank you for saying that. I think that part about waiting, it also allows you to think like, you know, this is what I've done to get here. This is the salaries that I've, you know, I've had thus far.
Yes.
This is what I'm building towards. Are you working towards, you know, financially speaking, paying off any student loans or, you know, working through any debts? Those are things to take into consideration. And although money's a tough thing to talk about with employers, I think that transparency, again, in that, you know, self-respect and responsibility to say, this is what I'm working towards right now. If that's not something you can offer, that's okay. You know, I want this to be something that's sustainable for the organization, but as well as for me. And you're not doing yourself an injustice by saying that, nor by the employer. So I think that that's a huge pause moment too, right?
Yeah.
You want to trust where you're at.
Yeah, absolutely. So just taking that moment to say, can I have like a day to think about it?
Yeah.
And then, like you said, resolve what that looks like.
Yeah.
But there's also room to negotiate there.
Absolutely.
So even if you think the salary is okay, maybe there's something else, whether it be now like a little bit of that remote work or what have
benefits,
you.
Benefits, if something.
Some kind of benefits.
Yeah.
Is it, you know, like, so you really have to look at all the factors and read every clause. A lot of people just sign,
which
not
is,
thinking about it, especially if it's your first job.
Now, excited.
Yeah, because don't get me wrong, some folks might actually need to work right away. And this is the first place that contacted them.
Absolutely.
So there's those instances too.
Yeah.
But you can absolutely, in that case, right away then ask them. Be like, can we talk about what benefits look like?
Yeah.
Can we talk about all these other perks that might come with this job?
Absolutely.
Whether it be because some jobs, like when you work at a restaurant, a lot of jobs give the servers food or, any employees that might be working that day.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, okay, well, at least I have a free meal
while
I'm there. Or some places, like, what does the tip situation look like? Like, there's a lot of different gray area, but make it not gray.
That,
you know what I mean? Like, ask those questions and talk about it so that's not a gray area.
Yeah.
Not only are you being more transparent with your employer and they get where you're at, they might actually come and meet you where you need to be.
Yeah.
Like, give people the benefit of the doubt, even your employer, right?
Yeah.
That they might come and meet you where you need to be.
That restaurant piece is huge. I think that, you know, in just, I guess, a personal way, like, there were so many restaurant jobs that I took that did pay too little, 100%.
Yeah.
Confidently would say that.
Yeah.
So laborious and so intensive physically, emotionally, mentally. It's such a fast-paced environment. And when you're not necessarily working with you know, a community of folks that, you know, we're all prioritizing our health in the restaurant industry. That's a whole other topic, but that comes up in the sense of when they are able to give you food during your shifts. That was something that sold me heavy because if I can work 10 hours, cool, at least I'm being fed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's like, you still work hard because you have that dedication, but it's like that food's going to help me because it's money I'm going to save because they're being able to, you know, I can have 50% off my meals or 75% off my meals. But you still need to put yourself in the situation that long term, are you burning yourself out? How are you putting yourself in a situation where, like, I know what I'm worth at this job, salary-wise, leadership-wise, again, title, but am I getting what I need for the moment? And that resonates, right? Sometimes you just need to get by, and that's okay too, you know? If it means that it pays your bills for the time being, then that's fair to say. Sometimes we don't all have the privilege to say, you know, we want to ask for more in this situation. Sometimes it's just what's given to you is enough in that moment. And I think that I'm grateful you brought that up, because we're not always able to say that. But how are we if we can, you know?
Yeah. So that's really great that you said that. Yes, there are situations that you've been working for some time and you took what you needed at the time.
Yeah.
And it helped bring you to a new place. You've also gained new experience.
Yeah.
But now where does that bring you?
Yeah.
You know? So yes, you've been working for a year in, and
you don't now you're like,
I need a little bit more.
Yeah. This is not filling me right now.
This is not feeding me.
Yeah, it's
not. In addition to my transit getting here, like all these other elements, you know?
It's a lot of pieces.
So what does that look like?
Yeah.
Like, how do you go to your boss and you say, so I'm going to need more money?
Yeah, this is not really working right now.
Yeah. So I think the biggest tip that I give to a lot of friends when they ask me is calculate your merit, right? So what are some tasks or projects that you've been in charge of or executed, contributed to, anywhere there's some sort of proponents of scale. So like those key productivity indicators, right?
For sure.
So what have you been doing if you're working, working in business or finance, right? Like what are the scales? Like how many clients are you bringing on?
Yeah.
All these kinds of elements in your role that have measurement.
What's your development? What does that look like? What's that progress looking like? What are you bringing forward to the table? It's probably a lot more than you think that you're doing.
Yes.
But how are we taking all that into consideration and then bringing it to someone else to say, this is what I've done.
Exactly.
How do we feel about it? And how can I move forward? Yeah, it's definitely tough, but I think that the key factors that you brought in are so pivotal into saying, yeah, this is what I've done. And a lot of it is confidence, and a lot of it is putting yourself, you know, at I guess, standpoints to say, I know what I did. I know you know what I did, right? I know this isn't a transactional situation. I'm not here short term. I'm here long term.
Yes.
So it's like based on, you know, how we're working together, what do you think this situation's
worth
right now?
These are the contributions I've made thus far.
The back and forth.
Right?
Yeah.
And this is how I continue to contribute.
Mm-hmm.
And I plan to contribute.
More,
right?
Yeah.
Like all these elements. But especially when you have those metrics, it's easier for the employer to see that tangible piece for you when you're like, so I think my compensation actually needs to be a little bit higher.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Can we speak about a raise?
Yeah.
Or in some instances, too, you could even say, like, I think I need a pay adjustment.
That's a good one.
You know? Like, it's something that's not, like, forcing it on them.
Yeah.
You owe me a raise. I've been here. No.
We're adjusting.
We're adjusting.
Yeah.
Because based on the work that you've been contributing, how much you're interested in the role, right? And, yes, cost of living does go up, right? We want to keep you as an employee. Like, you're amazing.
Yeah.
All the work you have contributed, you just showed me. You know, like, that's all really important.
Yeah.
So I think having those conversations and then asking, don't be afraid to ask your employer for that pay adjustment or...
Adjustment's a really good word. I'm happy that you said that, because a pay raise sometimes is so tough. You're like, can I have a raise? It's like, we try to like, I guess how we set up the situation for ourselves first by, like we said, sharing all the experiences, sharing what we think that we're worth in the situation, the leadership skills, but then also using the right verbiage. There's a balance of like, you know, back and forth as well, right? Like if you're my employer, I'm like the employee, we're speaking. I also want to hear your perspective of like what you think I bring to the table, because then it also allows for that negotiation to be organic versus this is what I did. What do you think?
Of course.
Less of that. It's kind of tough to relate that.
Now I have a question for you.
Do you?
What do you think someone should do if their employer is not
willing.
As, you know, willing or attuned to giving you that increase, you know? They hear sometimes from the corporation or organization, no, keep costs low. Like, there's certain things that they always say are preventing them.
Yeah. That's a good question. I really had to pause and think about it. But I think that in that instance, what comes to my mind immediately is saying something like, okay, this isn't a shutdown. This isn't rejection. There's room for growth here. So let's take a moment and let's think about what I have done, what they're thinking, and what might be going on there. And I think the perspective is necessary. If we're working with a smaller business, maybe it's not sustainable for them to be paying more right now.
Yes.
And that makes sense. That's okay. You know, and if it's necessary and urgent for you to be making more, then you're allowed to have that conversation further to say, I respect where you're kind of coming at with what you shared. I'm having a tough time paying my bills, or I'm having a tough time, you know, paying off my debts right now, or my loans. I think that's a piece, but then also there's the piece of kind of respecting the fact that, you know, if you've built that trust with your employer already, or, you know, the folks that you're working with, it's like, they're not looking at you to wish you harm, to do you harm. They're not doing it because they don't think you're worth it. You know, maybe there's just some more things to learn, or there's more room to grow. And that's cool too. So that's kind of where I would take
it.
But
yeah, if you don't mind, I'm going to actually go off of what you just said a little bit. There's those situations where, yes, it's a small organization. They can't support you in that way.
Yeah.
But you can absolutely ask them, what is that going to look like then going forward?
Yeah, that's a good
one. I understand your timeline right now is right now. But going forward, so what does that look like? Mm-hmm. 6 months from now, can we revisit this conversation?
Yeah.
1 year from
setting
now,
goals,
we revisit this conversation?
Yeah.
Or, again, based on whatever you provide, and if they give you constructive criticism based on what you provide, it might evolve into something else. Are there other benefits that you can get? Or can you actually start participating in another role? Like, do something that then will also challenge you, or you want to participate.
Involve yourself.
Still to keep you, you know?
Absolutely.
Because sometimes there are situations where the employer doesn't always care for you as much as you care for the organization.
Yeah, which happens, unfortunately.
Exactly, right? So
yeah.
If you feel like you're in that place and your employer isn't giving you constructive criticism and just says no, maybe it's actually not the right place for you.
Maybe it's not,
You know, maybe it's not the right place to stay.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay,
yeah,
I see you, like, I'm going to take this,
and think about it, and
now you can think about it, and you can start now thinking about other employers that you want to work for.
Yeah, you can reflect. I think that's a huge reflection piece, and thank you for sharing. That's a huge reflection piece, because there is going to be instances where you care a lot more about who you're working for and who you're working with than they kind of do about you, and that's just the nature of, you know, how this all works, unfortunately. But I'm grateful you brought that up, because that's another thing that's always so tough to gauge, right? It's like, do you believe in me right now? Do you just not think that I'm right here?
Right.
So I'm happy you said that, because that's always a tough one to kind of, I guess, like, think about or reflect on too, because you want to be feel seen and heard and feel like you fit in every kind of, I guess, situations,
space,
but sometimes it's not made for you.
No, exactly. It might not be the space for you.
Yeah.
So, and that's okay too.
Yeah.
Right? So, finding a new employer while you're employed is super important. So,
thank you for sharing. I feel like that was a good one.
I think it's a topic that a lot of people have a challenge with. It's compensation.
Yeah.
So
it's tough. But I also feel like because everyone kind of struggles with it in their own way. So whenever you share, everyone's like, yeah, that part. And like, you have something to like riff off of. Thank you for sharing everything you did. That was a good one. That's it. All right. Wrap it up.